Hello and welcome back to the Pavilion Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Barton. You are listening to Is This a Good Time? The show where I put Pavilion members on the hot seat for 15 minutes. We hear their incredible stories. Shows are out on every Monday, so hit subscribe and you will not miss hearing from our experts. Happy to December, everybody. Coming up quick. We got so much to cover. Some changes coming in the new year. Can't wait to share it all with you. Today's guest is Lane Holt. She is the director of CX and Scale at Gainsight, and we talk about why you should give yourself permission. Really awesome episode. This episode was brought to you by Gong, the reality platform. Gong uses customer interactions, what people say, write, chat about, browse, and read at the heart of its AI platform. It gives you autonomous insights about deals and suggested next steps that are all based on what's really being communicated between customers and reps. No more decision-making based on anyone's opinion. For full visibility into your performance and market data, visit Gong, that's G-O-N-G.io. All right, let's do this. Episode 132. Is this a good time? All right, everyone, I'm here with Lane Holt. Lane is the director of CX and Scale programs at Gainsight. We're going to figure out what the heck that is. Lane, so great to have you on the pod.
Awesome. Great to be here. Excited to share a little bit more about my journey, who I am, and how we can help support others in this work environment.
I love it. I love it. Well, all meat, no filler. We get right to the questions. Lane, tell us what you do at Gainsight. You've been there for 5 years, and then after that, just go back a little bit through your, you know, career and some of the stops along the way.
Of course. So yes, I've been here at Gainsight for 5 years. I'm currently the director of CX and Scale programs. What that means is I've helped build out our digital-led success motion from scratch. So how do we approach our customers at scale? Not just our smallest customers, but really how do we support our customers from the smallest ones through our largest ones to ensure that they're being successful? And also a big lens on that is how do we make it easier for a customer to be a customer and a CSM to be a CSM here at Gainsight?
Interesting. So I mean, look, that's a pretty bold statement to essentially you know, say, hey, how do we build out this program that allows our smallest customers to feel like they're being taken care of as well as the biggest ones? Give us some tidbits on that. I mean, like, what are you doing that allows that to happen? How do you feel that you really make the smaller customers feel that same love?
Yeah, it's a great question. And a piece of it is really how do we deliver each touch point? So we start with the customer lifecycle. We think about the key moments that we really need to deliver on. And then we determine how do we still do that without having to invest as many human resources. So when we have transition calls, we really make sure that we lay out what their expectations are over the next part of their customer lifecycle with us and how we'll serve them. And so it's things like in-app engagement, it's automated emails, it's making sure that we deliver webinars at the right time. So also thinking about it, the way that I like to think about this is thinking back to like early automotive industry and like you're working on a line and you have to have the product right when you need it.
Yeah.
So you have to do just in time on that. And so it's similar too with customer success. And you don't want to overload a customer or a user with everything at once because they can't utilize all of it at once. So instead, you need to provide them what they need at the moment or right before the moment that they need it. Huh. So thinking about, hey, I'm 3 months into my journey with you. I need something different today than I needed the first day. The first day I needed to know, what do I do first in this platform?
Yeah.
And then we pivot into, okay, now we're going to build on those things. And so a new user can become a new user any day, but an account might be 5, 6, 7 months old or even older than that. So how do you make sure that the people at the account who've been there since day one are getting what they need and also newer users are getting what they need? So it's really thinking about how do we service them when they need what they need?
I love that. That's great. You have held a bunch of different positions at Gainsight, right? You've been there for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, how did you get introduced to the company? And then like, what do you attribute to kind of your growth I don't know, it seems like 4 or 5 promotions.
Yeah. So when I started at Gainsight, I was a CSM. I quickly moved into a team lead, senior manager, and then into director roles. But prior to that, I worked at a company called WP Engine here in Austin. And we were a Gainsight customer. And when I was using Gainsight, I was just like, there's so much here. I understand it. There's so much more power. And I want to help people figure out how to use it. And so through different conversations with different people here at Gainsight, we found a role for me to come over to it. And one of the things that I realized in that transition between companies is I was always waiting for my boss to say, here's your promotion, or you're ready now for the next thing. And I learned probably like right in the middle of those, that transition, that I needed to say what I wanted. And so one of the very first things I did through the entire interview process, when people were like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I want a chance at leadership. So I was very upfront and I said, this is what I want to do. And I'm coming to Gainsight because I feel like you have the opportunity for me to do that. And when you're really clear about that, then you're able to make sure that you're having the right conversations with your leaders and with people within your organization to make sure you're going there. Because I was always before in, you know, my 10 years before I came here, I was waiting for someone to say, you're ready to be a leader. You're ready to take this role. And so when I talk to people starting in their careers or transitioning, I really tell them, like, I want you to not wait for someone to tell you what your next thing is. Identify what you want it to be and then tell them.
I love that. I'm going to put a couple things together. This is a bit of a hunch, and I want, call me out and say it's totally not true if it's true, but I know that this was true for my wife in some ways. We were talking earlier, you have a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
You went to Gainsight 5.5 years ago. So you had a young baby at the time. Was there a connection between your forthrightness in this role and being a new mother?
I think there was a little bit, but there was also the piece of when you go through transitions in life, you realize different things. So my daughter was about 1.5 years when I moved to Gainsight. And you have to figure out how to balance things.
Yes.
And so coming here, being able to like start fresh, say, this is what I want to do. And I'm a mom, or I am a mom. Yes. And this is what I want to do. And so really having to evaluate the different things that were important to me. And the pandemic, I mean, it really made us reevaluate things. It made everyone reevaluate things. And now we're all at home with our kids. And at that time, when the pandemic hit, I had a 7-month-old. And so it was like, oh man, I have, a 4.5-year-old and a 7.5-month-old. What do we do here? And then when things started coming back from the pandemic, we really had the opportunity to say, where are our boundaries? I was always a huge proponent of boundaries anyways. This is the time that I work. This is who I am at work.
Right.
Here's my boundary. Now I'm off to, pick up my kids and do that. And so actually last year around this time, school year was starting. My daughter was starting kindergarten. And it was a new transition for us. Public school, what do we do? And I'm a big proponent of writing myself permissions. So you'll see, if you took my notebook, you'd see in many places, I am giving my permission, self permission to do this. And last year, as the school year started, I took a step back. I said, what permission do I need? What do I need this year? And I wrote it down. I could probably find the notebook that I have it in. And I told as many people as would listen what my permission was. And the permission I gave myself last year was, I give myself permission to be a mom first.
Oh,
and we all think about that. Like, yeah, I'm a parent first, but like when you write it down, it is so much more powerful. And so like, I would be on meetings with Nick, our CEO, and Nick would ask me a question. I'd go, Nick, if I have to choose between a field trip and a business trip, I'm choosing the field trip.
I love that. Oh, that's incredible.
And I have been so well supported in that of like, yeah, you are a mom first. Go do this. And the thing, Brandon, that I'll share is that when I was clear with those permissions and what I wanted in my career took off.
Yeah.
So when I wasn't clear on either of those, it's hard.
I'm not even kidding you. I'm like literally tearing up because I've watched some similar things happen for my wife. You're a mother too. She's a mother too. You happens to be similar ages. And I also can recognize how there are times when you don't give yourself permission and how unfair that is. And it's something and frankly, for me as a husband and a father, that burden, I don't feel that same burden. My wife and I joke, I can be in a different room than our kids and I will not think about them. And she literally physically has to not be in the same house as them without that happening. And so like, I somehow give myself permission to slack off and watch a football game. And yet that just doesn't work the same way. And it does, it's not a male female thing. It just, there are certain instincts, but man, you're just tapping into something that's so powerful to give permission to yourself. I love that. I hope everyone hears that And just like shouts to you for being such a badass executive at the same time of being a badass mom. Like, you can have both. And that's really cool that you prioritize. I don't even want to put words in your mouth to say you're prioritizing, but you're doing both. Guess what? Like, that's awesome.
And there are times when it's really hard. I was writing an update to my boss the other day because we do weekly updates. And it was a week that my son was sick. My husband was homesick. And I was like, it was hard. And being able to write it down and be honest about it. And I was like, look, like, I feel like I'm trying to give 100% to both places. And I'm giving 50%. And so just like being able to acknowledge like work is going to suffer this week because this is happening. And creating the people around you and the tribe around you that supports that.
Yeah.
And say like, we know that there's weeks you're going to be 150% in one place and the other weeks you're not. And you're going to be under 100%. And that's okay. And I think as a culture in technology, I think we're better than in some industries. Some industries, it's your traditional, like you're a teacher or you're a doctor or you're an architect, and it's just not as flexible. But I think that we in the technology industry have the ability to set that bar and say, this is how we approach this.
Yeah, it's very cool. Man, super powerful. Thank you for sharing all that. We're gonna blast through the other questions. Lane, where is luck or privilege really hit your career in a way that you didn't see coming and allowed you to kind of move faster than you thought?
Yeah, luck and privilege, man, they are both very important. Luck, moving here to Gainsight, I had the privilege to move here. How luck ended up was if I would have started here 4 months later, the leadership roles that I stepped into wouldn't have existed. Like not even 4 months, even if we said like 2 months later, because we were at a pivotal moment where we were, moving some teams around and building other teams. And I landed on a team that we were starting to build. And so I was like, at one point we were all sitting in a room and there might've been 10 of us in the room and we all looked at each other. And the three most senior people in the room had only been there less than 5 months.
Wow.
And so in that moment, like it was very opportunistic or lucky-ish, let's just say opportunistic, to land at the time that I did. Other areas where like privilege came into play, being able to network, having the privilege of being able to network with certain people because of opportunities within past organizations, landed me at each of my roles. So yeah. When I left college, it was 2008. I moved across country to work for a very small university. And then I networked with someone who got me my job in DC 3 years later. And then one of my bosses there had left the company. And when I got laid off, she helped me get my next job because she was at WP Engine. And then at WP Engine, I built the network with the people at Gainsight to kind of move along. So each of those, like, I understand, like, I'm very privileged to have been able to have those opportunities to network. Not everyone has that, especially like early on in their career. So I always like, as best as I can, if someone reaches out, I try to say, yeah, let's find 30 minutes because I could be the person who helps them get their next job. And so many people have helped me do that.
I love that you give back. That's rad. Speaking of giving, give us a sales or marketing tactic. What's something that people are not, paying attention to that they should be doing that you think is part of your secret sauce?
Sales and marketing. I mean, focus a little bit more on that customer marketing side because that's more of my
world. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. One of the things that it's kind of a philosophy on my team. I don't see everyone doing it as much, but the idea of create once, reuse multiple times.
Yeah.
So work smarter, not harder. I create one webinar, I can cut it up into smaller videos. I can make case studies out of it. When we're working with customers from an advocacy perspective, we kind of think of like the waterfall of advocacy. The one thing, like at the very top, you have like your presentations, your webinars, but you can take each of those and you can cut them down into case studies, testimonials, logos, quotes. If you only start at a logo, you have to like work all the way up your waterfall to get that. Yeah. So start at the top and then get the things underneath too. Some were like, I see people trying to do that and sometimes they fall back into what I just need a logo today. So let me just get this.
Yeah. Start with the big things. I love that. Awesome. You hiring? Do you need anybody on your team?
Right now I have one or two openings, but we did a lot of hiring this year on my team as we were building it out. So I have like one or two roles, but that's about it. And one of them is based in India. But I know that there are some organizations that are still hiring. So if I have someone in my network that you see, I'm happy to try and introduce you.
Love that. Awesome. And give some shout outs. Speaking of your network, anybody that you love kind of following what they put out there and dig their content?
I would be remiss if I did not say Nick Mehta. I mean, if you're not following him on LinkedIn and Twitter, he's got content. I don't know how he pumps out all of his content all the time. I think there was one other person that came up the other day. I came across her, someone forwarded her to me, trying to remember her exact name. She's the director of customer marketing at Sendoso.
Oh, cool.
Let me find her real quick. I'll get her name before the end of this. I have emails from her, I'm sure, and now I can't find her.
Oh, man. I probably have had her on the pod, funny enough, but now
Leslie Barrett, Director of Customer Marketing Advocacy at Sendoso.
Awesome.
She's got a weekly newsletter that has been on fire lately. I'm like, you are speaking to me, and I've been sharing it out with as many people as I can.
I love that. Very cool. All right. Last but not least, most important to me, although I love what we've done today so far. Hook me up at a restaurant. Where should I go eat? You're in Austin. You got a good restaurant scene there. It could be there.
Oh, we got restaurants left and right. If you come to Austin, you got to go to Barbecue. With Barbecue Capital of the World, it feels like. I'm sorry.
What's your favorite?
Terry Black's Barbecue is one of our favorites if you're downtown. One out by us is called The Switch. It has a little bit different flair to it. My kids love it. My poor daughter, someone told us the other day, they're like, she's going to be ruined for her life when she goes out with her friends and orders pulled pork and they give her pulled pork because anything she considers pulled pork. And so, the Style Switch and Switch Barbecue out here, those are your places. They have a brunch on Sunday. It's a little pricey, but it's good. You just have plates of food and you're like, this is wonderful.
When the barbecue slaps, it's okay to be charged for it. It's totally fine. There's hours and hours of time and labors of love that goes into that. So willing to shell it for good, authentic Texas barbecue. Lane, so awesome to have you on. Thank you so much. And really looking forward to just keeping in touch and following your career as you continue to rise like the all-star you are.
Thanks, Brent. Thanks for having me on. It's always fun to be a part of this and share a little bit more about my story.
All right, that's our show. Thank you so much for listening. If you love the show, do the stuff. Just past Thanksgiving, give thanks. Do a rating, do a review, share it with some friends. Let's grow the audience here. This episode was brought to you by Gong, the reality platform. Create an aligned and seamless buying experience for your teams and customers that's based on reality, not opinions. Check out Gong at gong.io. I had so much fun today. I really hope you did. Now, get out and crush those numbers.